By the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Governor Dalrymple, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, good to be with you, Joel. How's it going?
Going well. Now, Governor, I stuck up for you on the tree. People were teasing me about how you bought a Wisconsin tree, and I said, you know what? Knowing Betsy and Jack, they got that great hall looking wonderful, but I haven't stuck up for you on your property tax committee.
I haven't, Governor.
I for the life of me, I can't figure out why the not welcome Democrat sign or not welcome women sign went out when you formed this committee. And I want to give you an opportunity to answer those charges.
Well, Joel, really, let me back up a step and say, you know, this is a further step in the efforts that we've made on property tax relief and now property tax reform. There's really two different aspects to it. First, you try to get property taxes down, and I think people know today, as they're getting their tax bills across the state, that we've made some great progress there and are getting a lot of, you know, very positive comments about the progress we've made on property tax relief. But we need another step in this process. We still haven't gone deep inside the entire system of property tax levies, all the different levies that there are. I think there's something like 186 different authorized levies in North Dakota. And we need to get into the mechanics of that system. We need to get down in the weeds. And really, in that sense, this group is primarily a technical working group on that particular problem. It's really not partisan work. It's really more the mechanics of improving the efficiency of the system, trying to simplify it, if possible, try to consolidate some of these levies, and then at the end look at the potential for some alternative funding sources. It's really an exercise in the mechanics of the system. We have tried to get people who are really knowledgeable on property taxes, and we also have some elected officials who are there just by virtue of the positions that they hold.
Well, and that's what I'm getting to, Governor. You've got Dwight Cook, who came on our show and gave us some sound in relation to being on this committee, as is Wes Belter, both chairman of their respective chambers of the Finance and Tax Committee, but no Democrats appointed to it. And Jim Dutzenrod, former chairman of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee, and one of the ranking members of the Democrats, offered one of the bills that would have dealt with some of the rental issues and others. I mean, why was there any consideration given to saying, you know, we at least need representation from the minority party on this?
Well, really, Joel, that was not the purpose of the effort of the committee. We did feel that we need a connection to the chairman of the tax committees, just so that we have that link back to the interim taxation committee and back to the legislature. But that is really, you know, just for the purpose of, you know, having the link so that when the time comes and the policy actually has to be proposed, you know, that we have those two people at least familiar with it.
Well, then let me ask you this, Governor, because it is the first this committee could see any action taking place is in 2015. You know, there are certainly some property tax reliefs that are out there that you'll see on your statement, but the coffers of the state of North Dakota grow even more. Do you have any regrets as a governor that you didn't strike this sooner, that action wasn't taken prior to this so that things aren't going to build up before 2015 session?
Well, not really, Joel, because you know, the main emphasis is on providing property tax relief. You know, that's what people really care about, is that they can, you know, get their tax statement down lower than it would have been. And you know, we've come a long ways on that, and there's still room for, you know, possibly more there, but you know, that's where the real rubber meets the road. But there is a criticism out there still that when it comes to the system itself and how it works and the fairness of it and the simplicity of it, has not been adequately addressed. And I agree with that. And it's time to move on to that. This is not going to have as much impact on an individual's tax statement, but it's still important for the credibility of the overall system.
Governor Al Carlson said that this is a duplicate effort. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. You know, I met with Al Carlson, and I explained to him, you know, what I thought was the purpose of this. And I think he gets it, that a group like this is able to delve into this, you know, much deeper and really get much more into the details than would be possible in an interim committee. I don't see it as being in conflict with what they're trying to do. I don't see it as being competition for them. I just think it's a totally different project.
Governor, why only one woman out of 14 women? I'm not gonna joke around and say, you know, do you believe women pay taxes? Because I know you know they do. You know, why? It appears that representation isn't on this committee from people who worry about renters, and it certainly isn't represented on this committee from the minority party, and most importantly, I think, from the opposite gender.
Well, Joel, you know, the approach to this is to have, you know, the people who are in positions right now that, you know, have an important impact on moving this forward, also people who are experts on taxation. We do have Linda Spahovic from McKenzie County, who has been considered an expert on property taxes. And actually, after our first meeting, I would have to say she was the star of the meeting. She talked a lot and helped us a lot. You know, we also have representation that I have not chosen from the four groups of political subs and from the chamber that, you know, are non-voting members of the group. But they have put those names forward themselves, that those were not selections of mine.
But when it got to your desk, when whoever was advising you about this committee, and they said, Governor, you know, we need to get this committee together. Property tax statements are about to get out there. You need to get ahead of this. There's going to be some backlash in terms of North Dakota sitting on all this money. And let's take a proactive approach to property taxes. And you looked at that list. And on that list, 13 of the 14 were men. Did it send up any red flags to you?
Joel, I think you know me, and you know that, you know, that's not the way I operate. This was never intended to have any partisan impact or any political impact. This is really a policy working group. You know I've done this kind of thing in the past on education and whatnot, and we've had good success with it. And, you know, if people think this is some kind of, you know, important partisan activity, they really misunderstand what this group is trying to do.
Well, there's been criticism out there, not just from me, from others who say that this is all kind of political executive insiders that really, and Charlene Nelson came on. She was one of the leaders that was for banning all property tax, which I didn't support her on. I was on your side of the aisle when it came to that. But what would have it hurt to have had some people with some different ideas in the room to at least hear from them, so that they could be active members on this committee? They can vote. It didn't mean they were going to win. It meant at least they're at the table being heard.
Well, because it's just not one of those kind of committees where you think in terms of any partisan aspects to it. You know, fact of the matter is we have people on that task force I know who have supported Democrats in the past. They can bring up the topics that you've mentioned, and in fact they have brought up a couple already. The point is,
Governor, that, I'm know, not trying there, to make it partisan.
No one is
not
trying to restrict, you know, what the topics of discussion are brought forward.
Governor, I am not. I think you did. I think you did a disservice by not including Democratic legislators. Okay, we're past that. You're saying okay. I needed these committee chairmen. I disagree with you on but we're past that.
Joel, you know, my point is gender. Jim Dotsenrod well.
I respect the heck out of him. He belonged on that committee.
Jim Dotsenrod, I have known him for so long that, you know, Jim Dotsenrod and I can talk on the phone, you know, any day about, you know, his ideas on property taxes.
Well, then why wouldn't you want him on your committee?
Well, because we wanted to keep it small. We wanted to keep it to 10 voting people. You have 4 elected officials. You have 3 taxpayers. And you have 3 experts from political subs. And guess what? That's 10. That's all there is.
So you keep going to the partisan issue. Let's get past that. I really want to emphasize because, Governor, I'm getting blasted from people, and you're seeing it in the editorial pages all over, about the attitude of women on your committees that you've been appointing lately. That has nothing to do with partisanship. You know, if numbers are an indicator, there's just as many Republican women as there are Republican men there. So forget about the R&D thing. Why? I can think of a woman in the North Dakota Tax Department right now that knows more about property taxes than all of us put together. I mean, and you didn't appoint her to this committee. Why? There are women who are experts in taxes in North Dakota and have been for years. Why, when somebody came to you at this list, didn't you say, you know what, there's a suggestion in law out there that women be included on these committees. I've got to be more gender neutral. I need to be more gender neutral, and I need to send that signal. Why didn't you take that approach?
Joel, I do take that approach on a regular basis, and I think you know that. I think you know that my record on including qualified women in state government is very clear. Let me just give you a couple of examples. Like, you know, there's not just one board in the world. There are, like, literally hundreds of them. You know, what really matters in terms of my administration? My senior staff is probably the most influential group in my entire world of policymaking and decision-making. Of those 8 people in my office on my senior staff, 5 are women and have a great deal of influence. If you look around at the people we have running state government, some of our largest agencies, like the Department of Human Services, the Department of Corrections, are run by women. Maggie Anderson is someone that I appointed. I've also appointed Bonnie Storbakken to the Labor Commission. I've also appointed Julie Fedorchek to the Public Service Commission. I appointed Lisa McEvers to the State Supreme Court. I appointed Robin Schmidt as a district judge. You know, I'm confident that if you look overall at what I've done, people know that we have, you know, done a good job with this. On any individual group, there are always many considerations. And as you know, not every board is going to have exactly the 50-50 mix, but overall, you will see that.
Governor, did you meet with the Fargo Forum editorial board before you rolled out this committee?
We talked to them after we announced the task force.
So after you announced you were going to form a task force or name them?
No, when we put out the press release, the names were in the press release.
Okay. Governor, you always come on and you give me straight answers. I may disagree with your answers, but it's always a pleasure talking to you. I know how tight your schedule is, and I'm going to let you go when you come to Fargo. Take some time and take some calls with us, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I knew you were going to be on me a little bit today, Joel.
Well, I disagree with you on this one, Jack.
Appreciate to have the chance to say what I have to say.
You bet. Thank you, Jack. Okay, Governor. Appreciate it. Jack Dalrymple, Governor of the State of North Dakota.